Okay, after watching the tape, I thought defensively we played very well. Obviously, we played the run game really good, good on third downs, and I thought our corners covered well in that game. Linebackers played well, bar exceptional, and then defensive line. Those guys did what we needed to do offensively. They made it tough on us, but we rushed for 156 yards, and that was one of the things we wanted to control the running game and control the time of possession in this ball game, and we did that. And then the field position part with the, I think we had four punts that were down inside the 10-yard line, so that helped with all those. So, questions.
You mentioned the punts. What do you think it is about Quigley that he's had such success pinning them inside 20?
He's just, I don't know. I can't get too technical on that. He's just been good. We practice a lot, but, you still have to execute it.
Now that you guys will play on Sunday the 14th, what's kind of the schedule this week and moving forward?
We're going to practice a couple days this week and then get working on some things we need to work on. And coaches are going to start working on the three possibilities that we're going to play, and we'll go from there.
Mike, was that performance by Trey Waynes yesterday kind of highlight the growth that he's made?
I think he's played, this second half of the year he's played really well. There was a lot of times early in the year I was helping him a lot, and I'm not doing that very much anymore. So he's been out there on his own. And I actually think that's part of the reason why the defense, the numbers have come down quite a bit because of, the way these corners cover in the back end.
Mike, when you have a younger team in terms of playoff experience, what do guys that have been through it, like B-Rob and Terrence, kind of do for a team to help get them ready?
Well, I think they just, the captains and the other guys you mentioned, which those two guys are captains, but, I think they have an opportunity to talk about the belief that you can get there. Like Linville, he's won the Super Bowl. And I think just being able to try to keep these guys on point, some of these younger guys. The problem is, a lot of young guys come in and they expect, it's going to happen every single year. And really, you never know. Last time I won the Super Bowl was 1995. So it's been a while.
How will you handle things this week with Pat and interests that he might have for interviews around the league?
Well, if he gets requested to interview, I'll let him interview. This is this time they can do it.
Will you have him wait until the end of the week when the players aren't in?
Yeah, I can give him certain days that they can come and do that.
How does that work? Does he fly to them? From your experience, do they come to him?
Well, this time of year, you can request that they come here during the bye week. So that's what we'll do.
We talked a lot about the defense all year and how successful they've been, I guess. Is there anything that you're still going to, I think, most concerned about working on with them these next couple
of with the defense? Yeah, there's lots of things we got to work on. These next 2 days, I think it's important to get back to fundamentals. Making sure that some of our run fits and our blitzes are better. Making sure that some of the difficulty and some of the coverage things that we've had. Maybe you guys don't see them, but I see all this stuff. So it's a lot of these things that we have to get better at. We're going to emphasize some other situations. Try and play a couple game-like situations in these practices, and just try and keep us on edge as much as possible.
You mentioned yesterday that you see that edge in them; they don't want to give up an inch. Is that kind of a mindset you've seen in them really all season?
Well, they're I think they're a pretty confident bunch. I think they play together well. They're pretty resilient. Something bad happens, they don't panic. They just keep plugging along. But, the way they practice is, pretty intense, and it seems to carry over. They seem to be pretty confident.
You
in your first playoff game playing a team that you've already played this year, how much does that help in preparation?
I mean, they played us too, so it's the same. We get to play at home. That's a good thing.
And Mike, does that 54-yard field goal affect at all where you're comfortable with your field goal team heading into the postseason?
The one we tried to kick yesterday? Yeah. Well, it was at the end. You know, I probably wouldn't have done it if there wasn't more than 1 second. I mean, there was 1 second on the clock, so take a shot and go from there.
What's been the key to slowing down some of the best receiving running backs that you've faced? Because any of the three teams that you're going to go up against in the playoffs, they all have running backs that are
moving out. Yeah. I don't know. How do we do against them? Yeah. Do we do okay? Huh? Yeah. Well, you know, it's always part of the plan, you know, we just try to take away what they do good and, you know, figure out a way to do it. Sometimes it's a couple different players. Sometimes it's leverage. Sometimes it's, you know, one-on-one. Sometimes it's the linebacker. Sometimes it's safety. Sometimes it's, you know, I don't know. We just try to figure out the best way to do it and go from there.
Mike, if you're able to get Sam Bradford back at practice this week, what do you want to see out of him in the couple times you can have him out there?
I just want to see where he's at, how he's moving, things like that. It's, I hear he's moving good. I hear he's throwing the ball good. But it's all I do is hear. So we'll just go about it and see how it goes.
Is the plan still for him to practice this week?
Yeah.
Do you go into that with any expectations of possibly being able to use him?
I don't know. That's way too early to say. We'll just see how it goes and where it's at. And I mean, I'm not committed to saying he's going to play. So we'll just see how things go. I mean, you know, things could happen. You know, we win a game and somebody gets hurt. You know, you never know what can happen.
What's the window on when you have to make a decision?
3 weeks. Three.
Jerick McKinnon said that same kind of acceleration that we've seen from him now throughout the season. Do you think it's the type of carries he's getting or maybe just less workload? What do you think is
I think a little of both. I think a little of both. Some of the ones he ends up bouncing to the perimeter a little bit more. And so, you know, I think you're able to see some of that. But I don't know. He seems fresh.
Summarize. I mean, Latavius Murray had 97 yards after the first six games. I know he didn't play a lot early, but just your thoughts on the last 10 games finishing over.
He's done well. You know, our offensive line's blocked well for him. I think the receivers have blocked well, and he's done a nice job hitting the creases. When he finds when he stays on point with where he's running, then he's pretty good. When he has bad plays, it's usually when he tries to do too much or go somewhere that he shouldn't be going.